Exclusive, Representative Elise Stefanik and Representative Mario Diaz-Balart. House Republicans support Hispanic families by delivering on our commitment to America. By Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, on September 15, 2023. As America commemorates Hispanic Heritage Month, we reflect on the vibrant tapestry of Latino culture and the incredible contributions Hispanics have made to America. Whether you trace your ancestors to Mexico, Central America, South America, Spain, or the Caribbean, House Republicans stand united in our deep respect for the unwavering work ethic, resilience, faith, and shared aspiration of Hispanics to achieve the American dream. Our party firmly believes that El Sueño Americano is best realized when Hispanics, like all Americans, can count on an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future built on freedom, and a government that is accountable. Our commitment to America is steadfast, and it encompasses empowering millions of Latinos to reach their full potential while celebrating the vibrant Hispanic culture that enriches our nation. The Hispanic community's dedication to family, hard work, and God align seamlessly with our values, and House Republicans lead by those values. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for President Joe Biden and extreme left-wing in Congress. In recent years, we have seen Democrats attempt to dilute the essence of Hispanic culture by imposing ridiculous terms like Latinx on millions of Latinos who cherish their culture, overwhelmingly reject this label, and do not wish to see the beautiful Spanish language erased by woke radicals. Furthermore, we were troubled by the Biden White House likening Latinos to tacos last year, a crude oversimplification that ignores the rich diversity within the Hispanic community. If the Democrats are culturally out of step with Hispanics, their policies are even worse. House Republicans firmly believe that Hispanics, like all Americans, are patriots who believe in the promise of America. The Biden administration has broken this promise with its left-open border policies, skyrocketing inflation, and war on American energy that have all taken a toll on Hispanic families and, indeed, all Americans. Our commitment extends to building an economy that uplifts Hispanics, and this begins by putting an end to Biden's inflationary policies and his relentless assault on American energy. That's why we passed the Lower Energy Costs Act, a comprehensive plan to increase domestic energy production, reform the permitting process for all industries, reverse the anti-energy policies advanced by the Biden administration, streamline energy infrastructure and exports, and boost the production and processing of hard rock minerals, including critical minerals. The practical benefits of our policy are clear: lower prices at the pump and more opportunities for American workers. A strong economy is meaningless if people do not feel safe in their homes. Elitist left-wing may not prioritize crime and illegal immigration because they have become disconnected from the concerns of Hispanic Americans. Nevertheless, House Republicans understand that Biden's open border policies is not only cruel to migrants, it has also left communities vulnerable to gangs and cartels that threaten the bodegas, schools, small businesses, and our children, the very heart and soul of Hispanic communities. Strong families are the bedrock of Hispanic communities. House Republicans understand that a brighter future for Hispanic children begins with empowering parents. That's why we passed the Parents' Bill of Rights, affirming the rights of parents to know what is being taught in schools and to review reading materials. We firmly believe that Hispanic moms and dads, and all parents, deserve the right to be heard and participate in their child's education, as well as to be informed about any violent incidents at school. These are common sense proposals, yet our Democratic colleagues oppose this essential legislation. We also acknowledge the significance of Abuelitos in the Hispanic community. House Republicans have tirelessly fought to protect Medicare and Social Security, ensuring that these vital programs remain intact for future generations. Hispanics, perhaps better than any other Americans, innately understand that government must be held accountable. To this end, the Republican majority in the People's House has held over 600 hearings to scrutinize government actions, had Biden officials testify before Congress over 600 times, sent over 900 oversight letters to demand transparency, and issued over 40 subpoenas to compel accountability. Whether you came here fleeing tyranny or corruption, No one needs to explain to Hispanics why in this country, the people tell the government what to do, not the other way around. House Republicans remain dedicated to honoring our commitment to America, uplifting all American communities, and recognizing the unique contributions of Hispanic families to our great nation. Together, we will continue to work tirelessly to ensure that the American dream that has brought so many Hispanics to this country remains attainable for our children and future generations. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart represents Florida's 26th Congressional District and serves as co-chair of the Congressional Hispanic Conference, a senior member of the House Committee on Appropriations, and as chairman of the State, Foreign Operations, and Related Programs, SFOPS, Subcommittee. Representative Elise Stefanik represents New York's 21st Congressional District and serves as the House GOP Conference Chairwoman. She is a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, the Committee on Education and the Workforce, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government.